From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. China says it is forced to take necessary counterattack against the United States after Washington placed tariffs on billions of dollars of Chinese imports effective today. China was critical of what it called the U.S. trade bullying and warned that the tariffs could trigger a global market turmoil. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in North Korea for more talks about ending Pyongyang's nuclear weapons program amid reports of American intelligence assessments that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is continuing to develop the infrastructure for his nuclear program. Tufts University Korean Studies scholar Soon-Yun Lee tells VOA North Korea might be manipulating the U.S.
Mr. Pompeo is making his third visit to Pyongyang in less than 100 days, does suggest a degree of anxiousness, and this is how North Korea ensnares the U.S. in drawn-out negotiation process by dangling the possibility of giving up nuclear weapons and calling for post-summit summits. Another date, another face-to-face meeting with President Trump, as Kim Jong-un is meeting with other world leaders like Vladimir Putin, which he will do in September.
This week, President Trump said on Twitter his administration has been having good conversations with the North Koreans over their plan to denuclearize. A former Thai Navy SEAL working as part of the effort to rescue a soccer team trapped in a cave in Thailand died today from a lack of oxygen. Thai authorities are racing to pump out water from the flooded cave, where 12 boys and their soccer coach have been trapped since June 23rd. More rain is on the way. This is VOA News. The leader of a Japanese doomsday cult that carried out a deadly sarin attack on Tokyo's subway in 1995 has been executed. Media reports also say several other members of the cult were hanged. The attack 23 years ago killed more than a dozen people, sickened more than 6,000. U.S. officials are seeking to assure an anxious Western bloc that President Trump will reinforce American resolve to confront Moscow during the upcoming NATO summit and his meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. However, days before next week's summit, Mr. Trump's attention was on another NATO concern when he spoke at a political rally in the U.S. state of Montana.
I'll see NATO, and I'm going to tell NATO, you got to start paying your bills. The United States is not going to take care of everything. We're paying for anywhere from 70 to 90% to protect Europe, and that's fine. Of course, they kill us on trade.
President Trump on several occasions has strongly questioned the U.S. role in NATO. The U.S. Army in recent weeks has been notifying some immigrant recruits and reservists that they are being released from the service because of their immigration status. That story now from AP's Jackie Quinn.
Many enlisted through a program that promised them a path to citizenship, but are now being told that their background checks aren't completed, or they've been deemed a security risk because of family members in their home countries, like one recruit from Pakistan. Attorney Margaret Stock, a former reservist herself, says something's not right.
One of the individuals who told me he was just notified that he failed his background check has been invited to the White House on numerous occasions and has met with the White House chief of staff, so he apparently cleared all the background checks necessary to go see the president.
The Pentagon says it can't comment because of pending litigation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Pope Francis celebrating a special mass today for migrants in St. Peter's Basilica, calling attention to their plight and inviting them to the Vatican as Europe, the U.S., and other countries increasingly close their doors to them. This is the anniversary of the Pope's visit to Lampedusa, the Sicilian island that for many years was the primary destination for migrants smuggled from Libya. Aviation giant Airbus has underscored the threat to leave Britain if the country exits the European Union without an agreement on future trade relations. Meantime, British Prime Minister Theresa May will meet with her cabinet later today in an effort to hammer out a unified position on Brexit. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.